Hello?
Yes, Mr. President.
Jim, I want to see if you came to do something about this situation.
Here's the thing, I've been talking now 3 days. On television right now. Kate White hooked up.
Who is?
Yep. I understand that a bunch of delegations don't say that.
Well, now, Jim, it's a victory for our side, and they ought to see it. Now, Mississippi hadn't got any right to say who else can sit in the convention as long as they sit there with all their votes.
Well, I know all that.
I talked to, you know, before...
dealing with influences down here that you don't...
Yeah, but hell, they've won a victory. They don't understand it. Now, let me tell you what happened today. When this proposal was made, when I had a suggestion, the first man I called was Dick Russell. I called him down there and said, now, I'm going to suggest to him that, number one, they seat the regular governor's delegation from Mississippi, and they have every vote the state of Mississippi's got. That's number one. Number two, instead of having the regular delegates from the Freedom Party on the floor, I'm going to say they got to get off the floor. They can't have any connection with the state of Mississippi. They have to go to the galleries or wherever. Sir?
That's Sidney Livingston.
Put him on the phone. I'd love to.
Hello?
Hi, Sidney. How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
Glad to hear you. How are you getting along?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Well, we're having lots of trouble up here. I got to get old Jim to help us out at it.
I tell you, he has a rough, rough time.
We all do, and we got rougher ones coming. But we won a victory, and the poor folks don't understand it. And we got to explain it.
Well, it's a bad situation with what has been going on, and, you know, in our state this summer.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, and this is going to accentuate it because it's got all 49 states. They're going to be elements in all of them that are going to try us and barbecue us and just give us trouble. It's a shame because we won. They're going to seat the Mississippi delegation, every damn single one of them. They're going to give their vote. But Mississippi can't say that we won't allow anybody else to come in the room. It's all right for them to have their own delegation, but they can't tell New York or California, the rest of us, we can't bring two people in there.
Well, I understand that, but, you know, reason has gone out the window.
Well, but reason better come back in the window, because reason goes out the window, that's mighty bad business.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean,
they don't understand. I'm the best friend that they got, and they better understand that, because there's no use making the whole United States mad at them. They want friends now. And, well, anyway, come see me when you're up here.
Well, thank you. Here's Jim.
All right.
Yeah.
Jim, so number two, we say to them, you can't sit on the floor. Number three, we pass a resolution saying that we'll consider the criteria 4 years from now. So that's all the Mississippi case. That's all of it. It's over with. Got no connection with it. Every delegate from Mississippi is seated under the Mississippi banner to cast any vote that's being called on. Of course, the great catastrophe is that no vote's going to be cast. It's a big sham fight about nothing.
Well, I know that.
About nothing. So, the Freedom Party is not seated. The regular delegation's seated. So that's all settled. Now then, I say to them that from time immemorial, from time George Washington's president, there have been protests coming in from, hell, we did it on taxation without representation. In Boston when Paul Revere's run around it, we've always had protests. Now we got some protests on housing, we got some protests on schools, we got some protests on voting, we got some protests on transportation. Now let's have a symbolic representation of these protests over the United States. Let's don't take any votes away from Mississippi or Alabama or Texas or New York. But we'll have two of them to come in and represent, be representatives of these symbolic protests. Not Mississippi. No connection, Mississippi.
Well, now, you tell me what to do.
I would say this, that...
And a thing can be done.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Just...
The governor's on television.
That's right, but the governor ought to be telling people on television, you ought to say to the governor, that his delegation is being seated in its entirety. There's not a goddamn one of them being run out. There's not a one of them chasing.
Them.
And they fought it.
I talked to him this afternoon, and he didn't. I understood it from the radio.
I asked Dick Russell. Dick Russell said, I don't know how you expect any more. You're not taking a single vote away from any state. I said, that's right. He said, Mississippi gets the entire delegation that's there, every one of them that'll agree to support the nominee seat. That's right. These people don't get any of their votes. I said, that's right. I said, I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't see how they can be dog in the manger. They say, we got to have all of our own votes, but we're such segregationists, we won't let a guy sit down at the end of the hall, even in the room with us, because we don't like him. Well, now, you can't do that. That's unfair. As long as they got every chair they entitled to, every vote they entitled to, every delegate's badge they entitled to, every bit of the power that the population entitles them to, it's not up for them to say that...
I've been talking to Doug Webb, and I've been talking to him.
We got lots of things coming up there.
To the house after him, and I see his side of it. He's got these politicians in this day that...
Well, now, you've got to do something about this, Jim.
I will not tell me what to do.
Well, just by God, say the Mississippi delegation seated, they're going to sit there. Nobody's taking one vote away from
them. A number of them are.
Well, that's fine. That's fine, but you and I are going to have to defend them when the mobs come, and we're doing it. And we've got them seated now. If it had been run out, that'd be different. But every damn one of them is seated and recognized as the official delegation, period. Now, if I ask you to come stay all night with me and bring your wife and bring your family, and you do, and the next morning you get up and I say, Jim, I got to go have a cup of coffee with John Stennis, and you say, well, I won't stay in your house if you're going to have coffee with John Stennis. Well, that's going a little bit too far, as long as I...
Well, I understand the full play of this whole thing. But if something happened in the paper yesterday that they claimed that he and me had been talking to you, and it was me, and it just set him wild. And ever since then, he's just been determined to tell me Judge Brady on the delegation. Now, Doug Wynn tells me he's been calling me. Put pressure on him. I'll talk to him again. Speaking on, just got through.
Well, I'll tell you this, Jim. This is a long road. We're going to be here a long time, and I'm going to be here, and you're going to be here, and we got to look after these folks. They can't look after themselves. Now, if we threw them out, if we told them that they're going to be humiliated, and I don't give a damn. If we said to them, we're going to seat the Freedom Delegation, you got to go home, I can understand all the hell raising. But we've said the Freedom Delegation, and damn one of y'all even coming in on the floor. As such, you through. Last night, we were willing to let them sit on the floor. Now we say we won't even let you do that. The only people on the floor from the Freedom Delegation are going to be...
Don't blame this on me. I haven't had...
No, but I just want you to... I don't think they understand it. I honestly don't...
The delegation understands it. Yeah. It's pressure from the government.
That's right, but I don't think he understands it. And he said night before last that they could use their own judgment and there wouldn't be any recrimination.
Yeah, but he didn't. When he called them now, he released... He said that the National Committeeman and Doug Wynn could do it.
Yeah, but that's not any way to do.
Well, I know that, but that's what happened.
Well, now, Mississippi, you and I got to take care of them.
Well, I don't know how you can do it.
Well, I'll tell you how we can do it. We just tell them to sit there in their seats and not give us any trouble. Please give us a chance. Let them vote to the Goldwater if they want to. We don't give a damn about that.
Well, now, you see...
They're not going to be called on...
Telling me that, you overestimate that fella in this state.
Well, maybe I do.
Yeah, you won't west, maybe. Good Lord.
I know I'm willing to do anything for Mississippi that can do, and I told you, if you just give me a little chance. But they just tell them, don't make the other 48 states want to eat them blood live. It's all right. Mississippi, here, Jim, let me tell you what shape Mississippi's in. Mississippi's in the shape of saying up there, you got to choose between us and the Freedom Party. So Bob Wagner and Daley...
You can't do that, man.
No, wait a minute. But Bob Wagner and Daley and all of them say, give me some excuse, Linda. Just any damned excuse in the world. They all got niggers on the Credentials Committee. Bob Wagner's got a nigger. Said, give me some excuse. Well, I explored every damn thing under the world, and I finally said and came up with this one. We won't take it away from Mississippi. We'll see. The question is, which delegation you seat? The governor's delegation or the freedom delegation? We say, we'll seat the governor's delegation. Okay. What can I say to these people? Well, I'll tell you what you can say. You can say to them that we're going to have a couple of theirs at large as representatives. Now, there's going to be no roll call, going to be no vote at all. Just have them at large. Well, do they sit with the Mississippi? Can they go sit with them? No, they can't sit with them. They got to be in another place to haul. A back bus deal, that's what old Joe Rao calls it. He calls it a back bus deal. But Mississippi is in this position in the eyes of the nation. She's one of 50 states. Her delegation is being seated in preference to the Freedom Party, which is trouble for me, but they're being done it. Then she said, well, I know it, but by God, I'm going to tell you who sits up there on the middle row. Not my seat, not my delegates, but
I understand that.
And they oughtn't to do that, because that makes it hard on a fellow like Daley. That makes it awful hard on a fellow like Daley that's our friend.
Well, I know that. And I know that we got to live in this country. I know that, but we got a lot of people that don't know that.
Well, old John Stennis now, he's over in Copenhagen. And
that's right. And he's got a lot of friends on that delegation.
He's in Copenhagen, and he and old Jim Webb that runs all of his space thing. They're all big shots when they're down here in time, but when the trouble goes, by God, they get under the bed. You can't find them.
I don't know about that now. And I'll do my part.
Well, tell them, please don't.
You, I can work this out.
I don't expect to get any votes, and I'm not.
You keep bringing that up, and goddamn it, that's not right.
Well, I look at the polls down there, Jim.
Well, I know, but they ain't worth a damn.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Well, now I've just been talking to a man that runs two counties, and he's on my Compress board. We got the biggest company Compress in the world here. And having a board of directors meeting, I left there to talk to you. He keeps telling me about it, that God Almighty, that only time I was ever hungry was the Republicans.
Well, Jim, all I want to do is this. I just don't want the other 49 states say, these folks, you seated them in preference to the Freedom Party.
You want that, you want something more, and by God, you've got pride, and you want the Democratic Party.
But
I'm lined up behind you, and I don't blame you.
But main thing I want, Jim, main thing I want, I don't want all these other 48 that I've got to fight. I don't want them saying that we seated Mississippi, and then Mississippi determine who else would sit in the room. I just think it'd be segregationist for themselves, but not to say that nobody else can sit in the room.
I know all that, know where the interests of the state lie.
Well,
and I've tried my best now, and you don't know the influences.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, and I know how hard you work, and I know how many times I've talked to you. But I know
the best I could.
We got to do something, Jim.
Well, I'm going to do that. But then I can't. There's no way in the world now to live with the governor.
Well,
there's no way to do that.
Don't want to deliver it, but he said today he's going to vote against us. That's all. That's all.